WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
It's been more than a decade since a Stanton Heights man, along with his family, created the AR3 Foundation to honor the brother he lost to gun violence. Jason Rivers now says he's pursuing a deeper healing through forgiveness and restorative justice. Rivers talked to 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort about his journey since the murder of his brother, Anthony.
Losing my brother to gun violence and watching what that did to my family, you know, to my mother, to my other siblings, my brother's children, and, you know, all those people that loved him. It was heartbreaking. There was a large part in the beginning where I was broken and wanted to hurt myself and hurt somebody else. And in all those ways, I'm grateful for the handful of people that were around that fought for me when I didn't see hope anymore. And the way that I fight this fight is through educating people on the source of violence and what ways can I be a part of a restorative process for self and for community through this process of seeking to figure out what forgiveness could look like for me, what healing could look like for me. I knew that there would be a time and a place where I would want to interact with the individuals that were involved in the situation. And so this journey.
Why was that important? Why is it important to meet face-to-face and advocate for your brother's killer?
Yeah. The reason why it's important is because there's multiple perspectives to every story, every truth. And understanding was a part of that journey. Like, I needed to understand why. I needed to understand, you know, what could... what situations could occur in an individual's life that could lead them to produce an act such as this. And so for me, that desire of, and it's always been a part of who I am and the work that I've done in regards to community, so it was more natural. It's just painful because it's tied to something close to me. But I knew that part of my own healing would be needed to release that sort of pain and resentment, because that stuff eats away at you. The goal is to really understand what does justice even look like, and are we really getting justice from this judicial system in the way that it's set up? Because the way I see it, violence hasn't stopped. You know, the issues, the social ills in our community are still there. So if long prison sentences fixed anything, we wouldn't be having these problems. And so my goal is, you know, there has to be an adaptive way that we look at this work. And that's my desire. And that was the reason why I went to go visit that young man and build relationship with him. And I'm beginning to work with other family members who have had similar experiences of mine.
Thank you very much for taking time to do this interview, Jason Rivers.
Thank you very much for having me.
Share your suggestion for our series WESA Celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at WESA.FM/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.